Every person has common sense, women included, and common sense is what faith is. Common sense is what faith is if it's lived and trusted. Common sense is troublesome if you don't. It follows you as a conscience. And then you think of it as the enemy. And then you tend to be very suggestible. Yeah, common sense is, if it's lived, it strengthens the bond between the giver of that sense. And the world that wants to rule you wants to take that away. There's been a campaign against common sense so that you don't see common sense much anymore. What you have is political correctness, and it's become a religion. It becomes a religion in a sense, as you are made right by it, and everything else must be wrong by it, so there's no tolerance. So everybody who has given up their common sense and bought a religion, a politic, or whatever it might be, you're dealing with a very dangerous person who doesn't know they're dangerous, who has hope, but you don't know what's in that person, whether they are helpable. You cannot judge whether they have a soul or not that's repentable. You cannot judge that. You have to deal with the wicked so-and-so and those who act wickedly and are not so-and-sos the same. Because either way, your reaction will kill you, separate you from God, and get you caught up, frustrated with trying to help that person or curse him or get even with him. And that's where you get into trouble. And the endless loop of thought, which is unfinished business.